Welcome to the Jimmy and Nate podcast. We hope this wasn't a mistake. If it was, please stay. And remember, you can listen to the podcast whilst you're
drying off after getting caught in the rain.
Yeah. It's like rain and you're ready.
On your wedding day.
Oh, I was thinking, raindrops keep falling on my head.
Rain.
But that doesn't mean the sky was doomed.
Oh, what were you doing? A rain
I
mix?
Thought we were doing like little like sing your rain songs.
Yeah, what's yours?
Rain on me. Or it's raining men.
Oh, that's
it's raining men. Can you get good. That up?
Which one? I've got this one here.
You're an all.
That's what you wanted, wasn't it?
Not that one. No.
You want it's raining men, do?
Yes, please.
It's raining men goes off. It's one of those songs that goes off in any club.
Any club. Does 100%. Not matter what age group, does not matter sexuality, doesn't matter who you are, this song will absolutely go off.
I love it so much.
It's coming. Oh, you said this song like I thought it was.
We're ready. So too. It's raining men.
Hallelujah. And you got to get the Weather Girls version too.
No, the Jerry Halliwell one is actually quite good as well.
I like the Jerry Halliwell one.
Yeah.
Jerry. Yeah, I like it more, I think.
There's this one version.
That's Jerry.
Yeah.
Because it's a lot quicker, that bit.
That's Jerry.
Yeah.
And what do we know about Jerry Halliwell, mate?
She is married to Christian
Horner.
Horner. An F1 guy.
He's not just an F1 guy, mate. He's the head team principal of Red Bull Racing.
At my 30th, there was a mix of people.
It was.
And when this song came on, everyone got on the dance floor.
Yeah. Didn't I knock a beer out of someone's hand and it shattered everywhere?
Yeah. And then you just
kept dancing.
Yeah. Which is very unlike you, because usually you worry about...
Oh, my God, I'm so sorry. Let me help you clean up.
There's a video of it. You pause for about a second, look at the mess, and then go, but it's raining men.
I'll deal with that after the song.
Then you went... It's raining men.
This bit, yeah. Jerry Halliwell. Yeah.
I think I picked up either you or my partner Meg during this bit and spun whoever it was around.
This part? Oh, the breakdown. Yeah. Oh, it's so good.
Listen to it, guys.
So good.
So many good songs about rain.
You're right.
Mm. I mean, this is the best. But
10 seconds left, guys.
Yeah. Keep going.
Off.
Oh no. Oh.
Everyone, it's raining men. Oh, that was disappointing.
Sorry, guys. That's all right.
I thought we were done. I'll be honest.
Yeah.
Oh.
I thought you were doing one of those radio things where you just let the song play out.
We can do that. I'll cut it off early.
No. Cut it from here.
From here.
Cut it from here.
Because it's interesting. I like people
behind the scenes.
Behind the scenes. It's raining
men. That's one of those radio things, guys.
And then you just turn our mics off.
With Jimmy and Nate. This is Hit. Oh, yes. Here we go, Hobart. Take a bow, click your heels, pour yourself a beer if you have made it to the end of the week. Happy Friday, everybody. Well done. Well done.
I nearly had to box on the way in, Nathan, and change to wets.
Oh, did you? Box. Jimmy in the Corolla. It's an F1 term.
I really did not understand that.
She didn't tell her because her face was...
There is no way that she would have ever got that.
But also nobody else would have gotten that.
Yes, they would have.
No, they would not have.
I got it straight away.
Yeah, because you're both watching the same little show.
There's more than one person.
Please put your hand up if you got that reference. Okay, I have my hand up. Nathan has his hand up.
Yeah, there's three of us in this room.
Yeah,
and how many people in Hobart? Lots.
Yeah, but I can't see
their
hands.
Yeah, but we're a cross-section of the community.
You're being silly.
Yeah.
Because I can't see their hands.
You're playing silly buggers.
Change to wets? What does that mean?
Wet ties, because you... Do you even watch Drive to Survive?
No, I don't.
Wake up yourself.
Did you see this morning it got renewed for season 5 and 6?
Yeah, huge.
So someone must be watching it.
Yeah, because it's everywhere. Watched it last night, and I tell you what, I think Checo's my new favourite. Checo.
I don't even know who that is.
Jimmy doesn't even know who that is. And he watches it. I'm still mad.
He was driving for Racing Point and then got picked up by Red Bull. Checo, the Spanish guy. Christian Porter picked him up.
No.
After he got dropped by Racing Point.
No. Really? It's not ringing a bell.
You know,
I only like the top ones. Lewis Hamilton.
Verstappen.
Ricardo. No, I hate Verstappen.
Well, he's don't a top one.
Yeah, but I said no. Since that like. I'm aware of the big dogs.
You know what I mean? Who's your favourite?
Probably Ricardo.
There you go.
Yeah, you do like Dan Ricciardo.
You like Dan
Ricciardo? Well, no, you said you're aware of him. You've seen photos of him and you said he's quite handsome.
Yeah, he's all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My partner Meg's got a massive crush on him. Yeah. Every single time we watch it. Oh, Dan's back.
You guys look the same.
Me and Dan Ricciardo?
Yeah, same vibe.
Nothing like Dan Ricciardo.
Straight white guy.
Yep. Got a bit of stubble.
Should we talk about your news or is that later?
What news?
You got some gossip?
Lossip.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, I gave...
You don't have to do it now.
No, that's all right. I gave my fiancée, Diana, an engagement ring last night.
Awesome. Okay,
oh, just
F1.
Just a ding.
Well, how many engagement things do you want?
No, that's fine. And that's I wasn't going to make a big deal out of it, but Jimmy was like, well, I obviously have to talk about it on the show. But no, I finally got the ring for Diana because Diana was like, why do you get an engagement ring and I don't?
That's fair enough.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
I want to get the comment right because I commented on it and Diana replied. And
the ring does look beautiful, by the way.
It is.
Can you describe
ring.
It? Describe it.
It's like a silver, actually, it's white gold, sorry. signet ring, and it has two little diamonds in it. One is a moon and one is the sun, which is quite significant to Diana because Diana has those tattoos and stuff.
Of course.
Yeah. And on the inside, it's engraved, but you'll never know what it says.
Well, what does it say?
I commented and I said, can't wait to talk about this on the show. Eyes emoji. Mm. That's a little bit. Diana thinks we talk about everything too much.
Yeah.
And I said, congratulations. She replied and said, no, do more sports, F1.
Okay.
And more BPMs.
BPM
more
chat.
Beats per minute. DJ Grace. Yeah. Of course.
See, there's something in this show for everyone.
100%. Well, congratulations to Diana and you. What a beautiful ring. Another massive round of applause. Good stuff, guys.
Just a ding.
Yeah, shit. Half an applause. That'll do. And it's hit. Friday morning, 11 minutes past 6. Okay, this just in, guys. If you're in Hobart, I don't know if you can hear this, but the weather. The weather is very wild. It is very, very wild at the moment. And I don't think the radio's working. I think the radio is off. We just got a big call from our head of technology, and they said on top of the mountain where our radio broadcast signal comes from, the big tower up there, the power has been cut off.
You're not talking to anyone, mate. You're trying to do this big explanation.
Hello, is this on?
Yeah. We're not on radio. We're on the listener app.
Or DAB. Some people might have digital radios in their car. So.
Well, I'm looking at the comments on Instagram. Mm. Someone said there's nothing on in their car, so I don't know if that's anything. Nath said, get listener app. Someone commented and said, don't trust Nath. He doesn't know how to spell.
There's no E in it, I promise.
Ali, so yeah, if you are listening to this, we are live on Instagram. Someone commented and said, I'm pretty sure there's a fish knocking at my back door.
Yeah, the rain is absolutely hammering.
Someone commented and said, lucky that you two and producer Grace are in the studio because I'm outside.
Well, don't be outside. Get inside.
Bless your job, us. Sweet Chili Philly, our boss is listening. Mm. Thank you. Renfu, the tech who politely called us and told us that the first...
Actually, my favourite thing about producer Grace, do you want to say what happened?
I hung up on him, unfortunately, the first time. I went, who's calling at 6:03 a.m? Don't they know I have a radio show to do? I hung up. Apologies.
Oh, dear.
Everyone's socials are going off, so we'll stay live on Instagram. It looks like digital and the listener app are the only ways to listen to us. Phil Bradley. Hello, team. Hey, Phil.
Oh, hey, sweet chill. Thanks for tuning in, mate. It only took the power to go off for you to listen. Look, here's the thing. We don't know if we're on the air at the moment. There is a few issues. Of course, with the wild, wild weather outside at the moment. And our receiver on the top of the mountain isn't working. So we're only on digital. We're live on the Jimmy Nath Instagram at the moment and on the listener app.
Yes. And this will be a podcast.
Yes.
Yeah.
So. If it's good. If not, it'll just disappear.
Oh, mate, so far it's absolutely humming.
Nath, producer Grace, a group of scientists at NASA sending nude photos into space in the hopes of attracting aliens.
Love that.
Are they just really desperate at this point? They're like, we'll try anything.
I love that. I didn't even think when they said unsolicited nudes.
It's unsolicited.
I didn't ask.
They're unsolicited.
Translation. I didn't ask for these nudes.
Unsolicited DPs. Come through to Mars.
And obviously, it's a bunch of blokes.
100% it is.
Not necessarily.
No, men get together and be like, should we send a photo of our penis into space?
No, it would have been, this would be funny, guys. This would be funny. The professors in their white coats, I'll be like, hey, guys, guess what I've got under the coat? Hey. Send this to Uranus.
The scientists, again, scientists from NASA, hoping to use the photos to lure any hidden alien life forms out of hiding.
Lure them?
In an attempt to communicate with the alien life. Now, apparently, they've been trying to do this for over 150 years.
Send nudes into space.
There are all these nudes floating around space.
No, so for 150 years, and I mean, if you don't know the timeline, that's well before we got on the moon. They've been sending light beam, like light flashes, music, sonics, all this. This is the first time that they're sending nudes that we know of.
This is what I don't understand, because aliens, they wouldn't know like what a nude is, because they might not wear clothes.
That's what I was saying the other day. Wouldn't it just be like us seeing a picture of like a dog or a tiger? Like it's just another form of life without clothes on. It's like, well, I'm not attracted to that.
Yeah. No. If anything, they probably think wearing clothes might be weird.
Exactly. You know what I mean?
Why hasn't your body adapted to the conditions that you live in? Because essentially that's why we wear clothes a lot of the time, to protect us from conditions.
All the other animals don't.
Privacy.
Well, that's what I mean. So why? We're weird.
Well, we are sending nudes into space. It's part of a project called the Beacon in the Galaxy, BITG, and that's all about trying to communicate with other life forms. Do you want to know what photos they sent?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Do you have them there?
No. but I have a description of what they sent.
Great.
So the photos that the scientists have decided to send includes a man and a woman. So they've sent a man and a woman. They're both fully naked.
Yeah.
They're facing forward. They're raising their hands and waving hello.
Oh, so they're not like sexy nudes. They're just naked photos.
You can be sexy and wave.
No, but there's no positioning to make you look good.
Face Instagram Live and give them a sexy wave.
How would you position?
Oh, I'm just saying, like,
don't give us a position.
No, I'm not giving you a position. I'm just saying that's just them nude. So maybe, yeah, that's just them waving. That's not nudes. That's just a naked photo.
What's a sexy position?
No, I'm not showing you
show
a sexy position.
Show the Instagram live.
If you were trying to get an alien to come over, hey babe, parents are out. What
why is the alien living at home?
Hey babe, ET sneak through the window, big fella.
Aliens have parents, mate. Where do you think they come from?
Yeah.
It's how animals work.
Do we have to have the birds and the aliens chat with you at the moment?
No. So how would you, what's a sexy pose?
I'm just saying
on
like.
On bed?
Well, I don't know what props you're using, but I'm just saying
props!
Like.
Props! No one said anything about props.
I didn't say anything about props.
No, I'm.
Oh, you're saying props.
I'm saying props.
Okay.
Just, I don't know. Like, I'm not, I don't take nudes, but like.
I beg to differ.
Your Honour, I'd like to.
Yeah. Can you present the evidence?
I don't do it very often. Gossip Grace, Gossip Grace, Gossip Grace. Post Malone has announced that he and his girlfriend are expecting a baby.
Oh, I love that.
Little baby post.
Nice. Post baby. What's wrong? What's
nothing.
Happened?
Jimmy just looked like he was going to say something.
No.
Oh. No, okay.
I think he was leaning in because he was interested.
Yeah, I was interested.
Oh, there you go.
I thought it was more of like a tell me
more. Yeah,
you
like,
just did
oh.
A. And I went, oh, Jimmy's got something to add here.
No.
Okay, that's right.
In future, put your hand up when you want to talk.
No, I'm just, sorry, I was interested. I went, oh, I didn't know that.
I thought you were just interested.
Tell him, who's the partner? What more about,
I don't know who the partner is.
you don't know who the partner is?
I'll Google. Give me 1 second. I'll read the quote first. So Post Malone has said, I'm excited for this next chapter in my life. I'm the happiest I've ever been. And for since I could remember, I was sad. Time to take care of my body and my family and my friends and spread as much love as we can every day.
Is this your first time reading this?
No, it's not.
Is the power out on you at the moment?
This baby news comes ahead of the release of his fourth studio album, 12 Carat Toothache, which is being released on June 3. But I will find out who the girlfriend is.
It's a publicity
stunt. Right now. No, it's not a publicity stunt. It's just good timing, if you ask me.
It's a puff piece.
Post Malone,
property,
wife or girlfriend?
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't even know he was seeing anyone.
Neither did I.
No, neither did I.
Obviously.
Allegedly.
Okay, who is Post Malone girlfriend? She is, I believe, she's a Korean rapper by the name of MLMA.
MLMA. MLMA. How would you say that?
MLMA.
She's, oh no.
MLMA.
MLMA. South Korean rapper MLMA.
Like M dot. L dot
no, M just all the letters.
Together.
Okay.
Yeah, more than 1.3 million people follow her on Instagram.
Oh, wow. Okay, so she's got a big following.
She's got a big following.
Has she put up an announcement?
Let's have a look, shall we?
thought this
I love
probably,
how we find this out yeah. live, aren't we? This is all good.
Well, I didn't know this was the direction it was going to go in, and that's the beauty of gossip. You never know where it's going to go.
You didn't think, Nathan, I would ask any questions?
No.
You didn't think we'd ask, who's the partner?
Yeah.
Who's carrying the child?
I feel like that's probably question number one.
No, you're so right. And
I didn't know that's where it was going to go.
Look, we're off air. I've been doing a lot this morning.
I'm glad that the people on Instagram Live are seeing the chaotic mess that gossip
is. She has not posted anything, no. She hasn't even posted anything with Mr. Malone.
Mr. Malone. That's Mr. Malone to you.
Post Malone. But that's exciting.
She hasn't posted anything with Post Malone.
No, but very exciting and congrats to them both.
Can I ask where you found out this information? What was it? What's your source? Reveal your source.
I think it was just, you know how if
Google.
You go,
did you dream it?
Google News and then you click on entertainment, it just aggregates all the gossip stories. And I look through and I go, that's not that depressing. Let's do that.
Okay.
No, that's fine. I just thought you might have.
You were done more research?
I feel like you just did a screenshot.
Yeah, I'll be honest. Yeah.
Okay. If you're watching on the Instagram Live, finally you can see it. You can see what happens.
Yeah. That's nice for people to know.
Yeah.
Just a little peek behind the curtains.
Thank God we're not on air. now, we're going to try and ask for some phones now. So if you're listening on the listener app, still call 131060. The phones work. Or if you've got us on Instagram Live, 131060. Or, of course, you can comment on that at Jimmy Nath. And the question, guys, I want to ask, 131060, what advice did you get from your grandparents, Jim? What advice did you get from your grandparents? This is after 85-year-old Ron. Ron from Perth, he's a retiree and a granddad, and he's made headlines for coming out, I love this, and giving young Australians the advice he thinks they need to be successful in life. Are you ready for that advice?
Certainly am.
That advice is stop whinging, get off the bloody booze, and forget about travelling. That's what he said.
Oh.
Stop whinging, get off the bloody booze, and stop travelling, and that's how you can save money and buy a house and be successful.
But one of the great joys in life is travelling.
Absolutely. That's why I save money, to go travelling.
Can I say one of the great joys in life is drinking?
And whinging, yeah. No, travelling. That's experience. I don't think that's good advice.
I love travelling more than anything else. Traveling
who's this person?
He's a grandfather from Perth. His name's Ron.
What's Ron done? Old.
Well, he owns two houses outright.
Yeah, no. I haven't heard of him.
Yeah. What's he famous for?
Nothing. He's not famous for anything.
How did he get in the news?
So they did a little article on him because he's just an old bloke who's fed up with young Australians and wants to give him advice.
So was he, was he on Facebook or something, and then they saw him and went, hey, would you like to do a chat?
Put up a little status on Facebook.
So where's this?
He's in Perth, 85-year-old
Ron. Western Australia?
WA.
Hobart?
Yeah.
Perth, Tasmania?
Perth, WA. Good question to clear up. Perth, WA. Yeah. But I wanted to ask 131060 advice you got from your grandparents, guys. It can be anything. Sometimes they have little sayings that they like as advice. Nanny Lynn, who we get on the show all the time. I don't know if I've told you guys this, but she always says, never trust somebody with thin lips.
Oh.
That's what Nanny Lynn always says.
She's right.
Have you experienced this before?
No, no.
Oh, right, okay.
It's a fun saying.
Yeah, have you heard it before?
No.
Yeah, that's Nanny Lynn's big piece of advice. People are calling, by the way. We'll get to your phones in a minute, which is good.
Yes.
Is that you trying to tell Grace to chuff off?
No, I just want to let people know that.
Grace, we're getting phones.
Do you want me to head out?
No.
You can chuff off. No, do you want it or you want to stay?
No, I wanted to stay for the moment. I just want people listening to go, our phones are still working, so keep calling through.
Okay.
Because I know there's a few tech issues this morning. Advice from grandparents, guys. Anything?
I only had three grandparents because one of them, he died when my dad was like 16, 17. Mm. I had Nan and Pop and Nanny. Nanny never really gave any advice. Pop made up everything. Like any time you'd say something, he'd just make up an answer to it if you asked him a question. And then Nan, she did. She's never take a backward step.
Oh, that's good. That's actually good advice.
Well, I mean,
it depends in what context, I guess, doesn't it?
I do have a lot of Betty in me. she would argue about something to the, like, even if she knew she was wrong,
sure,
she didn't care. She'd rather just die on that hill.
Stubbornness, yeah, of course.
So that's probably advice I got from her.
Your bubsha?
Yeah, my beautiful Polish grandmother, Helena. She's given me some great advice over the years. I remember she was telling me, teaching me while I was learning to drive on my L's, and she just went, you don't really have to brake. And I went,
you don't have to brake.
I don't know that that's great advice. Another one, this wasn't actually advice for me, but I remember being at a family barbecue and I had a distant cousin who was upset that her partner wasn't proposing. And she said, it's okay, living in sin is better.
Living in sin is better. Don't brake.
Yeah.
Thin lips, don't trust them.
Nans just have heaps of advice.
I can't wait to be old and give advice.
Yeah. You can just say whatever you want.
Well, my favourite thing is they always ask really old people, and I'll be honest, I probably won't make it that old. I'm talking like people 90s to 100s. Yeah. They always go, what's the key to a long life?
I love that, the
and
advice.
And I'm just going to say something cooked. Like, I would lick a piece of bark every day. They're going to be like, what?
And that's how I've lived to this age.
Isn't it weird? All those people, they either like have the world's cleanest, like I only eat broccoli, I walk 10 kilometres a day, or they're like, I chain smoke a pack of cigarettes a day,
and
I drink whiskey.
Super healthy or super cooked.
It's just luck.
There's nothing about balance, is it?
No.
It's all about absolutely get on it.
Just an update on me, Jimmy. A few comments here from people now going, is Jimmy okay? Jimmy's not moving. Jimmy has his head down. So a little peek behind the curtains.
Peek behind the curtains.
I do the socials. So I currently have two laptops open my phone. I'm going through your messages. I'm trying to put up News of Rachel's coming in the studio. I'm trying to put stuff up in the socials, do the digital stuff. So that's why I just don't have time to walk around during the songs.
You do it when you can.
I'm not just sitting here scrolling on my personal Twitter going, I'm just a bit over the show.
News where Rachel's coming. Now, we're about to get to this phone, 131060. What advice did you get from your grandparents? But, Rachel, we've got an update on schools.
Yes, just quickly, we've heard from the Education Union. Rose Bay High School, Montague Bay Primary, New Norfolk High School and Waimea Heights Primary School are all closed today.
Right, okay.
So that's come through just now. We're going to hear more from them a little bit later on. But keep an eye on the Department of Education alerts page. That's where all of these are coming through. So those four schools are closed today.
Okay.
People are also sending screenshots of schools announcing on Facebook that they're shutting for the day.
Yeah.
So I guess if you are a parent and your kids go to school, that's probably the first place they're going to post.
Check the Facebook page. And the education alerts page. That's where it's all going to come up from.
Absolutely. And we'll bring Rachel in with any updates as soon as possible. Rachel, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, 131060, we've just asked. Advice you got from your grandparents. This is after 85-year-old Ron from Perth, WA. He's given advice, what he thinks is good advice to young Australians. He said, stop whinging, get off the booze and forget about travelling. we love travelling.
Yeah.
I don't really agree with that.
You know what? I love whinging.
Whinging's fine too sometimes. Another piece of advice.
I love the booze, probably too much.
Another piece of advice I got from my grandfather, forgot to mention, was he used to say, never let the truth get in the way of a good story, which is a common saying.
Yeah.
And I feel like I've lived by that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
My favourite thing that you lie about is your parents being born on the same day.
Yeah.
They're not.
No, that's actually different days and they're a couple of hours apart. But it just sounds better, doesn't it? Because never let the truth get in the way.
It winds up your sister so much. Caitlin's just like, Nathan, they're born on... But you're like, well, it's only one day apart.
And as Pop said, never let the truth get in the way of a good story. Let's go to young Isabella from Old Beach. Hi, Isabella.
Hi, Jim. Hi.
Hey.
Just to say hi to Jimmy. Jimmy's there.
Hey, Isabella.
Isabella, as your grandparents give you some advice, have they?
Yes. My grandfather always used to tell me, two ears, one mouth, use them in that proportion.
Oh, I like that.
So you should listen more than you should speak. Thanks, you just looked really confused, Jimmy.
No, he was clapping.
Oh.
Sorry, Isabella. Grace just mansplained your grandfather's advice.
Did you just mansplain it, Isabella?
I did. I grace-splained. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry, Isabella.
Isabella, that's great advice. And do you think you've abided by that advice?
Yep.
Yep, 100%.
I'm not going to look at Grace anymore because I'm getting in trouble today. I looked at you during gossip and you went, what?
The rain. I think the rain makes it. Yeah. I don't know. She doesn't like the rain.
You're like an animal that's like, what's going on?
You know when dogs act weird when there's a storm coming?
You are that.
That's me.
Thank you, Isabella. A few comments on the Instagram live as well, Jim.
I can't scroll back to him now. I'm so sorry.
Oh, we've lost him.
It's too far backwards. People are more concerned about why I've got my head down in the corner of the studio and people just talking about road closures and schools closing.
I do remember one. There was one on there that someone wrote through. My grandmother always used to say, never leave the house without a pair of heels and some good red lipstick on.
Oh.
Yeah, that was one of them on there. And there was another one that I can't remember. So
good.
We should have screenshotted. If you didn't have your head down the whole time.
Every week, people call the Jimmy and Nate Show.
Hello.
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 But only one can be the cow. Cow means caller of the week.
Now I got it.
And here's this week's nominees.
Nominee number one.
Gemma from Glenorchy. Hi, Gem.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, good, Gem. Is there something you always beat your partner in or something they always beat you in?
Something he always beats me, and it's rock, paper, scissors.
It's like, a good way to end arguments.
I think it's just something he knows that he can win, so he... How do you win that?
Well, I mean, beats scissors. Scissors beats paper.
Do you not? Generally, I know the rules of it.
Okay, I hope he's not lying to you.
Well, you know what? Let's all have a radio game of rock, paper, scissors right now. Okay, you converse producer Grace.
All
right.
Me?
Okay. Yeah, okay. All right. Rock, paper, scissors. Grace, what have you thrown? Okay, cool. I won't say it yet. Gemma, what have you thrown?
Paper.
Scissors!
Gemma, you bloody lost.
Nominee number three.
All right, Nigel, your first question, beginning with F. Name a 90s toy.
Pass.
A number.
Five.
An emergency service.
Five.
A sport.
Sock cutting.
A band.
Five.
A fruit.
Fig tree.
AFL team.
Footscray.
Tasmanian National Park.
French Forest. No, that's all right.
Girl's name.
Break the name.
I love your technique is just to say whatever comes to your mind. I love that.
I'm going to go through a few of your answers, Nige. If you could talk me through a sport, fox hunting.
Fox hunting, well, aren't you on the back of a horse? You have your gun.
That's my fault. That is my fault. I'm aware of what it is. I was talking more, is that something that you get up to on the weekends?
I'd probably enjoy it, but no.
Let's go to Nigel's house in Tranmere. We'll get a beliage and a fox hunting, hey?
Just a few red wines, we'll go hunt some foxes. What does the
fox say? Nominee number three.
Just ask a question to mums of Hobart. 13:10:60, Mother's Day around the corner this Sunday. Breakfast in bed. Is it a bit overrated? Is it annoying? Or is it the thought that counts? Katrina from Kingston. Hi, Katrina.
Hello.
Breakfast in bed. This is interesting. What are your thoughts on it?
No. Definitely not.
Okay.
Talk us through it. Why no, Katrina?
I'm the same as Jimmy. And, well, no, it was Nate, wasn't it? You were saying the crumbs. I don't like crumbs.
One of us, mate. One of us said it.
I can't tell who's who.
I'll be honest, I don't remember who said it. I don't even know if I said it. But yes, I totally agree.
Who cares?
It's
the problem when you become a mum. You mix your kids up too.
Anyway, thanks for calling, Mum.
Who will be this week's cow?
Oh, wow. Or cow. The wet weather will not stop our callers. The callers of the week, phenomenal.
Cows love wet weather.
Do they?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never. Yeah, they do?
Yeah. What were you going to say? What was your dad's sentence?
Well, I was about to say I've never seen a cow, but yes, I have. No, I said that. I have seen a cow.
I thought that's what you were going to say, and I'm like, that's just wrong.
And then I was like, should I say
with you? I've never seen it.
And then I was like, do I change it on the fly to I've never asked a cow if they like the rain?
I was like, no, he's not about to say he's never seen a cow, has he? Because I've been with you. We've seen a few.
Guys, we should do an FM radio challenge. Nate sees his first cow.
What is it?
Is that a dog with an udder? What's going on? Jim, there can only be one. There can only be one winner, our caller of the week.
Yeah, and look, I'll be honest. We're not supposed to play favourites here in the Jimmy and A show, but Nathan and I were having... We were chatting about this at the gym. We were just like, how good was Nigel from Trent?
Nigel, welcome, mate.
Hey, dude. How you going?
We're good, mate. Congratulations. You're part of an exclusive club. You are within the Jimmy and Nath paddock now, although I have never seen a cow before in my life. But you are now a call of the week. You are an official cow, mate. How do you feel?
I feel absolutely ecstatic. My partner's name is Moo Cow, so that gives us both an accolade. I'm thrilled to be on the show as a cow.
Can we please ask why your partner's name is Moo Cow, Nigel? Is this something that's radio safe?
His name is Michael, and it kind of sounds like Moo Cow, so Michael Moo Cow.
Oh, that's cute. Okay, that's good. Yeah, okay, sorry, it was radio safe. This just in.
Very risky for me there, Nace, I know.
Well, Mike, I'm going to sort you out. Sorry, Michael, that's your partner. I'm going to sort him out too.
Mate, careful. That's Nigel's partner. Yeah, sort him out. Oh, no. Grace just stood up. She went,
"What? You don't
Nathan,
want me? What's wrong?
Just don't try to fight people's partners.
I'm not. No, I'm not. That wasn't fighting.
Oh, so you're trying to make love to him?
Yes. No, I'm sure they're very happy in their relationship. Okay, guys, you are. Thanks for clarifying, Nodge. You're getting $100. $100, Nodge, to spend at Waterline Bar and Eatery, lower level Brook Street Pier. How does that sound, Nodge?
That is amazing. You've made my day. I started the day off not being able to hear the station because of the static. Mm. And finally, I got in there and then I got a call. It's amazing. Thank you so much.
And Nodge, I'll be honest, you're my favourite because you finished Alpha Bucks with.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
It's my favourite word this week.
You can go to the movies, guys. Get yourself a. Now, Nodge, before we let you go, because you're part of an exclusive club. What are you doing? Are you cellophaning in the background? Or what's going on in the background?
I'm in Centrepoint at the moment. I'm about to go to a training.
Oh.
And, they're just opening up the Lotto newsagent here.
Oh.
Let's give a plug to Genre Hairdressing, who we're doing training with this morning for all your creative hair goods.
Oh, that's fine.
Do you want $100 to spend there too, Nodge? I mean, all right, Nodge, what we do need you to do, we need you to give us a big, loud, long moo to get us out because you are our caller of the week, Nodge. That is all yours. Over to you.
Moo.
That's all, folks. You know the Looney Tunes thing?
Yeah. I know the Looney Tunes thing. I don't know what that was.
It was Looney Tunes. It's just my remix.
That's all, folks. Are you saying that's all, folks. See you later. Thanks for listening.
Thanks
if you've made it this far.
Oh, well done. Some of our podcast.
Round of applause.
Well done.
Oh, you don't have the.
I don't have it, mate. So. Well, the podcast is over, so I've got nothing else.
Do my whistle.
It's pretty good.
That's not bad.
That clap was for my whistle.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, he's supposed to copy what I'm doing.
Oh, I thought you were doing like the school teacher wrap up.
No. It's like. No,